welcome. Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I am Salamu Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. April, welcome. You are number one today. Welcome, welcome. Oh, I think you're going to like my outro song today, too. Minnesota, Roving Feature today. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Miss Crazy, welcome. Hey, anyone over on any other platform, streaming on any other platform, welcome. Hey, Blunt, welcome. Blunt Ninja is back, welcome. Again, as I was telling Bro when he popped on, I think you guys are going to like the outro song today. Blunt, can I have some? Are you passing out freebies? Oh boy. Do you give tasters? Right, Minnesota? Yes, sirree. I remember those days, too. Oh, every time I hear this, I change my shoes. Just me and my emotional support, Blunt. Hey, hey. Does it have a sign that says emotional support, Blunt? You know, just like the dogs have emotional support dog or emotional support animal. Does it say emotional support, Blunt? So you can take it into public places. Oh, boy. Okay, guys. So today, since we're not doing Thursday fun, I want to talk about parents of bullies. And, you know, I was bullied when I was a child, but I was able to pretty much, you know, stand on my own. I can pretty much take up for myself. But there were those times when, you know, I needed a little support from mom and dad, and it mainly came from my mother. And, you know that commercial, that insurance commercial that says, you know, don't be like your parents. Well, when my son was bullied, I became like my mother. And I have found that when you talk to a parent about their child and their child is a bully, a lot of parents, it goes in one ear and right out the other. So what my mom did and what I did for my son, I said, okay, parents don't want to do anything. Teachers don't want to do anything. I'm going to go directly to the child. And I pulled a Rebecca De Mornay. If anybody knows who she is, she was in a movie way back when called The Hand That Rocked the Cradle. And I pulled one of hers. I went directly to the child basically told the child what I was going to do to them if they did not leave my son alone. And I know my mother did the same thing, you know, and it worked. You know, every time the child saw me, they either ignored me or they politely said hi to me, whatever. To this day, when I run into some of these kids, they either ignore me, which is fine, or they politely say, hello, Miss so-and-so, you know, whatever. And why is that? I mean, do parents of bullies really listen? And again, I understand that some kids become bullies because of what's going on in their home life, you know, whatever. But are some parents just, they're just oblivious? Or they're in denial, just like that child that's constantly running around, making noise, you know, at the airport or in your house or whatever, or, you know, out in public, you know, when you're at the market, you know, they're just constantly running up and down, screaming and howling. Parents are doing nothing. But then the unspeakable happens. The child who was bullied goes home, gets a gun. Or whoops your child's behind, or AKA an ass whooping. All of a sudden, the parents are like, oh my God, my child, my child. Well, were you doing all of that when this other parent was telling you that your kid was being a bully? Where were you then? So how should bullies be handled? And how should the parents of bullies be handled who do not do anything, do not take it seriously, or they want to call your child a wuss? You know, how do you handle them? Okay, and bro says we have to stop assuming that all parents are parenting. Bro, I don't assume anything, because when I see that your child is doing that and you're not doing anything, then I already know that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Let's see. Blunt says, I unfortunately don't have children of my own, but I have 3 bonus sons and I never automatically side with them. If they are bullying, they're going to be punished. Thank goodness they are all grown and the youngest is 15. Okay. Hey, Grit. Welcome. Welcome back. Long time. I am doing well. I am doing well. So, you know, what do you do? I mean, should parents, and you all have heard in the news about that, I can't remember which shooting it was because there's so many. The kid that went home and got the gun and the parents knew he had the gun and pretty much said, yeah, take the gun, whatever. And now they're being charged. Should parents of bullies be held accountable for their children's actions? And I'm not just talking about if they go and they kill someone, but I'm saying if they beat someone up, if they steal someone's lunch money, if they, whatever, should parents be held accountable for what their children do? Because I truly believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that more than likely, and I say more than likely, if you're a bully when you're a child, more than likely you may become a bully when you get older. So what do you do? Crucible, welcome. You know, let's see. Bro says, if parents were graded, most would receive Fs. Crazy says yes. Yes, it's the parents' responsibility. Lou says, my youngest son used to be a bully, but against older kids, older, younger, whatever. And, you know, and Crazy says, you know, that's why I'm a bully. So are you saying that you were bullied when you were younger, or you were a bully? You were bullied, or you were the bully when you were younger. And Bro says, yes, send them to prison. I mean, you know, because now, because of social media, of course, bullying has taken on a whole new level. Crucible says all 50 states have anti-bullying laws and nothing has changed. Crazy says, yes, I was bullied. Lou says, I'm not going to front. I was proud how tough he was. I mean, tough is fine, but when you're bullying someone else, that's not cool. You know, you can be tough, but you don't have to be a bully. So again, I say, are you just oblivious? Because what happens when someone comes back with a baseball bat and bashes your kid in the head and they're paralyzed for the rest of their life, or they're just dead? What do you do? All of a sudden it's like, oh, well, he was just playing. Oh, he was. No, it isn't like that. You know, bullying throughout the ages has been a problem. It has gone on for children bully, adults do it. And it's not cool when you're on the receiving end. But when that receiving end turns the tables and take it to the next level, all of a sudden it becomes a problem. And we see a lot of that in what is going on today. When the tables are turned, all of a sudden it's a problem. So how should parents of bullies be handled? What should you do? Angry, Miss Crazy says that part. Lou says, sounds like your place I grew up in. I'm not that type of bullying. I do the Lord's bullying. Miss Crazy, you gonna have to explain that one. I don't know what you mean by the Lord's bullying. And what you said that you handled most of it. You know, so how do you, I mean, is it fair to say that parents should, you know, your child was a bully, so the parents, in cases of, you know, bringing a gun and shooting someone, the parents go to jail along with the child? I believe that they should. I don't believe this, you know, my son or my daughter, they're in their room and they won't let me go in. Excuse me? My house? I'm going in. You can shut your door. And when you're older, you can even lock your door. But you can be damn straight, I'm going to have a key. So, as Bro said, that, you know, the parents should be put in prison, and the parenting, is it bad parenting if you allow your child to bully someone? Because again, when you're on the receiving end, it's not funny. When you're on the receiving end, it's not cute. It's not a joke. Because while your kid's being the bully, my kid's, you know, in his head, he's plotting what he's going to do. And my kid may go to jail, but your kid is dead. Typho, welcome. So, what do you do? Because is it the bully that you have to deal with? Or is it the parent that you have to deal with? Tullian, welcome. Because like I said, I was my mother's child. When my son was bullied, I did the same thing that my mother did for me. When the parents and teachers didn't want to do anything, I got in that child's face and told him exactly what I would do to him. And it wasn't nice. And yeah, I could have been arrested for what I said. Because I was not playing and I meant it. So then when the parent gets into the child's face, all of a sudden the other parent of the bully wants to tell you, don't talk to my child like that. But it's okay for your child to talk to someone else's kid like that. Or it's okay for your child to do something else to someone else's kid. Not cool. And again, I say, when the tables are turned, all of a sudden, oh, well, you get that. And people have a problem. We are living in a world of bullies. Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Hi, everyone. Yeah, I've been reading a lot about this over the years because it's a very vexing problem. Even though I don't have children, I am familiar with lots of people who have gone through this. And as I said in the chat, there every state in the country has anti-bullying laws, but they primarily pertain to children, which are essentially toothless laws. You are also able to bring lawsuits against parents and families for bullying their children. But I think I read somewhere that only 2% of those plaintiffs succeed in those lawsuits. So it's like a lot of things. We have laws on the books, but they're very rarely enforced. But until, I think I read also somewhere that 20% of children today between the ages of 12 and 18 have experienced or are experiencing some form of bullying. That seems like a very high number to me. So in my world, when nothing else has worked, it's time to do something different. And different is putting parents in jail. Now, you can't simply create laws out of whole cloth based on the situation and the circumstances. You have to have something to charge them with. But I think it starts with fines. There's only two things that really get people's attention in this world when you take it away from them: their money or their liberty. So you start with the money and you increase the fines from there. And you also start suspending children from school to the, they're not going to be able to move on to the next grade level. But the other thing, this is the last thing I'm going to say, I'm going to jump off, let somebody else talk. When you punish parents for things that their children did, it teaches another valuable lesson: accountability. Even though the child himself or herself may not be experiencing that form of punishment, they're watching their parents deal with it. And even if their parents only go to jail for a few days, that should send a very strong message that there are consequences for our actions. So to me, to my world, it's time to try something different. And putting parents in jail is definitely different.
Well, I noticed in your comment, you said tough versus bullying is a cop-out. You want to expand?
Yeah, somebody said in the chat that they were proud that their child was being tough. And that's fine, but tough is a very subjective word. There's lots of kids who think they're being tough, but they're actually being bullies. So you don't want to give your kids cover for going out into the world and saying, well, you be tough. You just be tough. Kids, in their impressionable minds, they hear something else. They hear, I'm able to take any and all measures available to me to stop this problem, even becoming the bully myself. So you got to be careful with children. And I'm talking about children now, not necessarily teenagers, but children in up to maybe 12 or 13 years old, their ability to reason and sort out right from wrong. When you tell them to be tough, they may misinterpret that. So it's a very, very fine line. Standing up for yourself, yes. Being tough as a demeanor, I don't know about that one.
Okay. All right. Bro says the bully's parents must deal with the bully. So, bro, welcome.
How you doing, Salad? What's up, Crucible?
I am good.
Hey, bro.
Listen, check this out. Do you know that America spends billions of dollars every year to toughen up and sharpen up its defense machine? And just like this nation have a bravado or toughness, a lot of the males in this city or in this society gain that same machismo through their masculinity. And what we have to do is we have to give them, our children, channels to channel that masculinity through. We got to give them avenues. And a lot of parents are not parenting. They are misparenting. Most parents, Solid Blue, do the bare minimum. And that's keep a roof over their childhood, clothes on their back, and food in their mouth. And they don't much of anything else. So they're not even aware when their children are bullies. Or they're not aware when their children are being bullied, because they're not parenting.
I have to agree with you because, you know, I was considered a strict parent. And, I mean, there were things that I just did not allow my son to do. You know, he didn't have his own phone until he was 14. I didn't think he needed one. He didn't get a smartphone until he was 16. He's now 22. Because I'm like, okay, who do you need to call? He was homeschooled. So, you know, it's like, who do you need to call? And on his computer, even though he had his own computer, it was like I had those parental locks or whatever. So I knew what websites he was going to. I knew what websites he was trying to go to, whatever. Websites I told him he wasn't allowed to go to. I was like, no, I just saw you trying to go on there. He's like, oh, mom, you know, and I'm like, no, you're not old enough. You know, and Typho, you know, I'm sorry if you don't like the tone of my show. I don't hold hostages. My show is a controversial show. I talk a lot of controversial topics. No one is a hostage. So I just wanted to say that because that was put in the chat. But, you know, bullying is a serious problem. It is a serious problem. It is a serious problem when children end up killing themselves. When children end up, you know, bullying other kids because they were bullied. When children, they're dealing with so much. They're dealing with crap that they may be going through at home. Then they deal with crap that they have to deal with at school. Because I personally believe that kids today deal with more stuff in school than we probably did. You know, but at the same time, what Bro said, our parents, are they being parents? Do you know what your child is doing? Do you know who your friends are? I knew who my son's friends were. Now, when he got older and he was leaving the house and he was away from the house more, yeah, there were times when I'm like, okay, what's he doing over there? You know what I mean, of course, you don't know what your child is doing every second, whatever. But you should be involved enough in your child's life to know, you know, have some semblance of what is going on.
So,
you know, and we just live in a world now where, again, not only are children being bullied, but adults are bullies. Mm-hmm. And to me, it all starts at home. Let me go to Crucible first. Welcome, Crazy Lady and Crucible. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bro makes some excellent points. I couldn't have said it better. But when you're talking solid about the phone and whatnot, I mean, you're right. But think about it as us as adults. What are we doing as opposed to 20 years ago? In our free time, to the extent that we have free time, we're not reading books. We're not working on hobbies necessarily. Some of us are, maybe. You know what we're doing? We're looking at our phones. We're making TikTok videos. We're doing whatever we're doing on Instagram on our phones. It's the first thing, and they've done studies on this. It's everybody. It's how our brains and our bodies are wired. We are conditioned to be picking up these phones. So what are our parents doing when they should be parenting, talking to their kids, taking them to lunch? Just taking them for a walk. How was school today? What's going on? That's how you find out what's going on in your kids' lives. But as adults, we are highly, highly distracted. And we are very selfish as adults. We want what we want. I've done this. I was at work all day. I fixed dinner for the kids, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm going to sit down and have some me time. My mother raised 5 kids, and I'm sure everybody on this panel has had similar stories. There was no such thing as me time. When you have kids, it's their time. Not that you have to turn your life over to them, but you got to turn most of it over to them. So I think what technology has done to us today for parents underscores Bro's points. We're distracted and we're willingly distracted. We don't have to look at our ones. We are programmed to some extent, but we want to be involved with these distractions because it beats the hell out of talking to our kids.
Well, I will disagree with you on one point is that there is me time as a parent. There is definitely me time.
Well, there needs to be for sure.
You have to make time. So no, I mean,
I don't disagree
your
with
entire,
that.
Your entire, you know, so your entire, you know, life is not your children. But I understand what you're saying, Bro. You wanted to say something?
Yes. Do you remember going to the movie theater in like the 90s, and you would see shows like Big Mama's House, the first one, and they would have that schedule on the refrigerator, and the Big Mama had to put all them thumbtacks up, all of the schedules and plannings for that lady's children. We don't raise our children like that.
our children go to school, come home, get something to eat, and go out. We don't know where they at. And really, we be trying to do us to the point that we don't even ask them where they're going, and we really don't care where they're at.
Well, and, see, that's what I have to say. You got to speak for yourself. Using
that's crazy stuff. Hold on, Salvador, that's not me speaking for myself. That's just acknowledging how stuff happened. Now, I'm not saying you personally. This is not a personal attack on anybody, but we cannot deny that this is not happening. We can't deny it. So we got to take our emotions out. I'm not saying Solid Blue, you do this, or anybody else on the panel. I'm just saying that this is a result of what's going on in America today. And not hearing it or not liking hearing it doesn't mean that it's not happening.
And I agree with
you. Points.
I agree with you. Crazy lady, welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey.
I mean, I see your point. Like, thank you for saying, you know, not those on the panel, because I never did that with my kids. I took time because I don't know. The way I looked at it is I had them, so they're my responsibility. And they're all grown now, and I think I did a pretty good job. You know, I mean, but yeah, you do have to take time. And a lot of people are invested in their phones and in technology. My dad used to tell me, he goes, you know, only boring people are bored.
Only boring people are bored.
Yep. Only boring people get bored.
Only boring people get bored. Okay. Okay. Oh,
my
boy.
Mother used to say that to me. So that's a truism that parents have used over the years, but
I've never heard that before. Oh boy. So I mean, so welcome Rose. So what do you do? I mean, so what do you do to deal with parents of bullies? I mean, I do think, now I don't think that all parents of bullies allow their kids just to, you know, run amok and, you know, do whatever. But I have seen my fair share of the ones that, you know, just don't seem to care until something happens. And then there's a problem. So how do you fix it?
Solid Blue,
bro.
To be gutter, I'm talking about talk down to the nitty gritty. Do you know I had to beat up a father once? I had to literally go over that man's house, knock on the door, and give him the business. And that was because he saw his son bullying my son and told my son, go get your dad. And when I came back, I went for no talking or no playing. And that's how sometimes you got to approach the parents of bullies. You got
the father of the bullies said to your son, go get your dad?
Yeah, because he was like, yo, he let his son give my son the business. And he said, you can go get your dad. I'll get your dad the business.
Oh, okay.
So my son and his friends walked and came and got me. And I was in the house. I was cooking. Solid Blue, I wasn't even on that like that. But when I walked back around there and knocked on that door, he started opening up his mouth and I put something right in it. And that's what you got to do sometime. You got to put something in their mouth.
You know, and again, you know, I mean, so
thank God you said
that. I mean, why does it have to get to that point? Why does it have to get to the point where you go get your father?
Because
I'll beat
people
him
are
up.
Dumb.
Now you go get your mother. I'll beat your mother up. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if it was a single? Well, and I respect what Bro did. That's the way to handle it in some situations. But most people can't or won't deal with it that way. And if that person wanted to be a real jerk, and it sounds like they can be, they could just turn around and sue your ass. And now you've got a different problem. So I understand that mindset, and I certainly would be inclined to pursue it myself if I was big enough to take the guy out. but so many people don't have that option. So we've got to come up with something that if the school system can't deal with it, then the criminal justice system is going to have to.
Okay, but let's say the bully is not in school. Let's say the bully is a workplace bully. What do you do?
Well, in that particular case, again, it goes back to finances and liberty. You suspend them from their job without pay, or you threaten to fire them outright. If in instances where there's a school system, you can call the police and they can have a case number assigned. Now, these things are generally things that don't go anywhere. They're more deterrents than things that actually get followed through on. But once you get a letter from the police department with a case number on it saying we're aware of a situation that happened, and now it's all been logged, it's official, or at least it looks official, and that can start to get the attention of some people. But whether it's the workplace or school or just in general, you start taking people's money and their liberty away. If you don't get their attention by then, they're probably hopeless.
Okay, so then I'm playing the devil's advocate here. So then are we creating that, as they used to say back in the day, going postal, where now I've been fired, I'm going to go home and get my gun and kill the person that fired me and kill anybody else that happens to be standing around?
Unfortunately, today there is that possibility. But again, the only other option is to let it go unaddressed. And then not only do you have a problem with that individual, you have problems with the other individuals who are witnessing this and observing how this is getting handled or not getting handled. Then people start to leave the workplace because they don't want to be part of that sort of a toxic environment. So there's ripple effects to these things if you don't, you know, deal with them directly. People notice. And it's an old saying, what you don't pay attention to or you don't discourage, you're going to get more of.
Okay. All right. Rose?
So, you know, if it's kids, and basically they should go to the kids should go to the parents of the bully. I mean, I was bullied at school, but I left it. It did affect me afterwards. And then, you know, they should really try and talk to them to teach them that that isn't right. So then they can infiltrate that to the children. But it doesn't always happen like that, because a lot of children keep the bullying to themselves. That's why we get children that basically do themselves in. They don't tell the parents.
That is true. Some children don't tell. So yes, that you make a good point there. Miss Crazy says, I'm not advocating violence, but some people need to be punched in the mouth several times. Yeah, I do believe that is Linda. And Crucible says, yes, they do. And yes, they do. Bro says, the Bible says, whatever people offend you with, that's why you attack. So if they offend with their mouth gets the business. Oh, boy. You know, so, I mean, is that the way? Is that the way that, you know, that you want to keep going
Solid
on and
blue.
On and on and then you get punched?
Solid yes. Blue, listen. Yo, I know you didn't have this show today and thought a whole bunch of cowards was going to get on here and just say lollipops and gumdrops.
No,
we giving you the breakdown.
This entire week has been what? This entire week has been what? We have been talking about
this week. That's what I'm saying. That's why we got to accept this truth. Sometimes people need to get their mouth danced on. Like, you know,
sometimes behavior modification is, you know, unavoidable. Unavoidable.
Yeah, I like the way you say that. Behavior modification. I like that. That should have been
That's
the title
exactly
of the show.
What it is, crazy
behavior
lady.
Behavior modification. Yes.
Behavior modification.
Yes.
Remember when you asked me to explain the Lord's bullying? That's right there.
Behavior modification.
Behavior modification, because sometimes people don't learn by words, because words don't carry a lot of effect when there is no action. And a lot
I tell
of
you what, if you hit one idiot, all the rest goes, ooh, they're not playing about that.
Yeah,
you better, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Okay, but Okay, so let me ask this then. Do you think that adults don't learn as fast when you try to talk to them, or do you think children don't? I mean, who do you think will learn faster by talking?
A child, because they don't understand how to reject voice. If you punish them via your voice, they actually pick that. They get their feelings hurt, right? As adults, we know better. Oh yeah, talk's cheap, right? That's fine. Talk's cheap. You know, I've broke a couple of knuckles and I have no problem breaking another one. If you can't understand that, that's not how you talk to people, or that's not how you act. The thing is that doesn't mean it's going to affect anything, but sometimes my whole thing is I'm going to make you think twice about the next time you do that. I promise you're going to think twice about that, because I'm going to make sure you understand that that's not okay. And eventually some people learn lessons, other people get all their teeth knocked out. And I don't know, they like to get punched in the face, I guess. I mean, some people like that. That's how they live. They like that attention. That's what they enjoy. And then there's people like me that don't mind giving them what they like. So
okay, so let me ask this, because Lou just said adults should know better. But Lou, you also said that you thought
they do know better.
That it was okay for, you know, you like how tough your son was when he was bullying older kids. So as an adult, shouldn't we know better in terms of what our children are doing?
Yes, that's the difference. We know better.
Yeah, and to answer your other question, Solid, that Crazy just answered, I agree with her. I think children are more capable of learning from examples, concrete examples, because kids are still, they don't have the ability to nuance in their thinking the way adults do. They don't have the frames of references that adults do. They think they tend to see things in a very binary way. This happened. This was the
consequence.
But children also know the difference between right and wrong.
At
an early age, they know the difference between right and wrong.
But here, I'm just going to interject. I don't mean to step on nobody, but I say this while I'm thinking it. Any child that you look at in the behavior that they learn just what he just said and what I was trying to get out earlier by example, like they're following a lead of something. They are not going based on their own experiences or something they've already know how to manipulate. They're trying to figure out what to do next. That's the difference. We as adults already knew that. So a child is going to learn way faster. I'm not saying they all do, because guess what? If you got a bully for a parent and your parent acts like that, the most likely the child is. And guess what? The parent's not going to teach them. Now they're going to get taught by the world. That's why I always tell people get them while they're young before someone gets them when they're older, is all I'm saying. Because they're still impressionable then. As an adult, we are way less impressionable by anybody unless you see them as a superior, and that's rarely going to happen.
You make a very good point. Official, welcome to Shy Lady and Power Girl and Crazy Lady. Did you want to say something?
No, she's doing, she's doing a good enough job. I was thinking, so I remember, okay, kids do. My father gave me and my brother an example of why one should not steal. When we watched him take a hammer to the back of a guy's hand, and he walked to where we were and says, "That's what happens when you lie and steal." Okay, check. And I grew up thinking, and still part of me still does, thinking like if I steal from someone, I totally expect, if I get caught or whatever, I would totally expect that person to come with a hammer after me and break my, hand.
Okay.
That's not the correct way to handle things, but I'm just saying, sometimes, I'm smart enough, I witness what happens to others. I don't want that to happen to me.
It's the truth, though. Children test.
Wait, crazy. Let bro go. Mm-hmm. He's been waiting.
Oop, the am.
Okay, bro, go ahead.
Let me just say this really quick. It's a crime, because Miss Crazy is on to something. She said children know right from wrong, but they're also learning it from a model that one of their parents has become their paradigm for right and wrong. And if that parent is messed up, then their knowledge of right and wrong is misconstrued. Some of their parents are crack addicts. Some of their parents are heroin addicts. Some of their parents are just people who don't do anything right in life. So they're screwed if they're getting their lessons of right and wrong from their parents. So a lot of times these children's behaviors have to be swayed by other children's behavior. And that's why there are classic cases of bullies bullying people and then getting beat down in the process.
Okay. Miss Crazy, you want to say something?
I'm sorry. So whatever that was is gone, but that's exactly what I was just trying to get at. So it's different age for everybody, right? I grew up way too fast. Some don't grow up till later on, whatever the case may be. But that's why I was saying get them while they're young, because later on they're going to be taught a different lesson. You know what I'm saying? Because you're saying they know right from wrong. Absolutely. But guess what? Through all those years and up until a certain age, you know, like test right from wrong is something to build and not something to manipulate. So what happens is eventually, like, okay, let's say that someone's like, oh, don't be mean to that person because their childhood. Okay, but you made a conscious choice at some time to keep using that as an excuse to be a crappy person. You know what I'm saying? I almost caught myself there. So, like, that's the problem. And if that's the case, I don't go with that, oh my God, poor him because his childhood. You don't know my childhood. It ain't poor me, and I don't want to be poor me. That's not an excuse anymore. You're too old now. You're too old for that BS. And that's that. And that's how do we determine how too old is that? Maybe their mental capacity, stuff like that. That's why certain people I don't, you know, like, go in on, because I'm like, okay, that you're not even on my mental capacity. That looks bad on me. That's a real bully, because I'm bullying somebody that I know can't reciprocate that, right? So that's just something, I mean, was instilled in me. I didn't have the greatest childhood, but I was also taught mad respect and, like, not to look down on people and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not better than anybody. But, like, unfortunately, as an adult, when you become an adult and you are now allowed to make, which is 18 by law, mm-hmm. somebody else is going to punch you in your mouth, and probably should if your parents didn't do that either verbally or whatever. I'm not, again, condoning child beatings or violence. Okay, I'm just saying that disciplinary action while they're young, and sometimes that is verbal, and you can get them then. When they're older, it's a lost cause, because Or it might not be a lost cause, but you're not going to be the one teaching them, and it could be a bad situation. It could get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes from being maybe beat to something extreme because you didn't learn your, you know, nobody taught you how not to say certain things to certain people.
Well, I wanted to read what Lou said, because he answered my question. He said, my ex-wife had to always be tough everywhere, so maybe that's why my son picked it up so quick. An official welcome to Shelby, Chill, Damien, and Les Turner. So then let me ask this, and I'm going to go to Crucible first, because he hasn't had it. I'm trying to be fair here. And Linda, if you have anything that you want to add. So you're saying, Ms. Crazy says, you know, get them while they're young, teach them while they're young. But again, I go back to, we've talked about this before, you have two children, same household, grew up the same way, got the same amount of kisses at night for bed, got tucked in, you know, had the same parents, you know, whatever. One turned out this way, the other one is a bully. Crucible?
Well, that kind of goes to, like you said, we've talked about this before. I mean, that sort of gets to the nature versus nurture thing, but it also gets to just the difference in temperament and the DNA of siblings. I have a brother who I barely know. We're very on very good terms, but you would never know that we're related to save your life. I mean, we're like, talk about brothers from different mothers, but we're brothers. But you wouldn't know it to know either one of us. So it's very strange to try to describe, but I think it's a DNA type of a thing. It's a temperament thing. It's a personality thing. You can have the same parents and grow up in the same environment. Like you said, get the same amount of hugs, kisses, good feedback and support, but there's something in your wiring, whether it's a lack of confidence, whether it's a perverse need to see other people squirm or be uncomfortable. I don't know the exact explanation because I'm not a psychologist, but it happens all the time. And it doesn't just pertain to bullying. Like I said, my brother and I, we couldn't be more different. Literally, we could not be more different. I don't know how we ended up in the same family. So I think it just comes down to individual chromosomes, because there is no other explanation. If you truly were, and we're going to, for the sake of argument, we're going to go with that. If you truly were treating each child the exact same way, then individual makeup, I think, is probably the only explanation. Because if one is experiencing bullying and the other isn't, that's an obvious explanation. But if you have the same parents and the parents are treating you similarly, they're going to step in for the child who's being bullied and say, we're going to fix this. We're going to make this right. So that goes away. So I just think it comes down to individuality at that point. And you got to treat each kid individually because the environment itself is not enough, apparently.
Okay. And Linda, you want to say something?
Basically, are different because, unfortunately, families, parents don't treat every kid the same. They don't give them the same emotional attention. It just happens. They'll say they treat them the same. Anyway, and that's the first thing. The second thing is that I was brought up from a country, from a farm. We didn't have violence around where I live. You pick up from where you live a lot of your stuff as well, from your surroundings, as well from your parents. And a lot of the other stuff is picked up from peer pressure. So you can be in the same family, but you could mix with hooligans, a gang from such and such, and then others could mix with some other children that were perfectly all right. So basically, you put that all in the mix, you're going to get all different kinds of problems or different kinds of people come from different places or, you know.
Okay.
It's a mixture, isn't it, really? Of all kinds of things. So everybody in their criteria is right that some might go, oh, well, basically, we'll go and smash each other, hit each other. Some might go, well, oh, well, I'd rather go and talk to them and educate the person and try and talk to the person. I preferably would do it that way. Crazy Simpson, whatever, would rather go and thump them, basically, if that suits them. It's just the way you're made.
Okay. All right. Official welcome to Miss Brina. And Miss Crazy, did you want to say something else before you depart us?
So just I don't know if she said my name right at the end there. If she did, I didn't hear what she said after that. But so I can't agree or disagree. So the only thing I want to tell you is to what you said when you said they got all the same, this, etc. Everything was the same. That's the same in a classroom. Okay, in the classroom, it's the teaching style, you know, everybody wants to complain they should be taught how they learn, right? Because they're all individuals. And that's the same at home. But what parent, you know, they try their best to split time between the kids and their different personalities, their different likes. And, you know, that means that something's going to get missed and something's going to be, you know, you can only do your best, you know what I mean? But there is a foundational aspect, respect, you know, be good, be a good person, not good, you know, don't, you know, fundamentals. There's fundamentals that you can teach that they can learn off of. And then you got to make sure the discipline is there. It has nothing to do with, it's a fine balance between attention and discipline and not being, you know, and us also being humans as parents and dealing with our emotions and our stuff and all the stuff that we got going on. Right. So everybody's in all this bundle. So that's just everybody trying to find their way. And you know what? Some people need a little extra lesson, then they need a little extra lesson. I'm just saying. Like, no, I agree
with the lesson. I
know, right? I'm only here to teach what I know. I don't say anything that I'm not ever experienced, done, or otherwise. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's my whole thing. That's one of the, you know, the things that I talk about. I try to, like, apply everything that I say to myself. So, like, what's my truth is not your truth, is not their truth, is not everybody else's. You know what I mean? That's all different. And that's exactly, I agree with what Crucible said. It all goes back to individuality. We're all different people. And it doesn't matter if you grew up with the same everything. If you're in the classroom, you got taught the same way, but this student's probably, maybe that student's smarter, but they learn different, so they can't learn in the same environment, right? Wouldn't that go along the same lines? I can't be a different person for every single person. What if a person has 10 children? That's a classroom. I mean, you're teaching these kids. You are essentially their teacher. But there is a fundamental ground that you should start from. And unfortunately, it's just not there for some, and they got to be taught later. And sometimes it's not taught the greatest way. Sometimes you learn hard lessons. Anyways, I digress, but I appreciate you having me up here. And I agree with some of everybody's stuff, you know? So, I mean, that's just how it is. There's no right answers here, to be honest with you, you know? So it's all opinions.
Well, as always, Miss Crazy, I will try to pop in on your show.
We'll see. Have a nice day, guys. Thanks.
All right. See you later. Bye. Welcome, Ellie, and welcome, Lizzie White. So here's a variable for you. What if the teacher is the bully? And I'm going to start with Linda.
Well, Linda, the bully should be got rid of, shouldn't they? That's a plain and simple fact. And I would, if I was a kid, basically, the kid reported that to me and I was the parent, I'd be right up there saying, what the hell are you doing with this teacher? Bullying children, get them gone or get them remanded, basically. You know, sort of sacked, because you've got no right to be teaching children if basically bullying children. Bullying, that's a full stop for me.
Okay, all right, bro.
If teachers bully children, there has to be some sort of ulterior motive behind that, so that teacher becomes dangerous in that classroom. I mean, what is she bullying them for? Is, or he or her or whatever, because it seemed like they could bully them for favors that, you know, nobody really should have to understand. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, don't say nothing to your mom or dad because they'll get hurt or I hurt. That teacher have to be dealt with. I'm talking about some off with your head, like some, you know,
I mean, but more and more we're hearing that there are, and which I do believe were there before social media, but now we have social media and you're hearing about it more and more. There are teachers that are bullies.
Oh yeah, exactly. And you got and there also have been teachers that have been with children. I mean, we've seen that with the lady who had,
that's a whole different.
That type of bullying is a whole different type of bullying. You know, children bullying children.
No, you're right.
One thing, but a teacher bullying, that's a whole different area. That's a gray area with some dark matter that you're going into.
So once again, it comes out to what do you do? You have bullies, you have children that are bullying other children. You have your boss is bullying their coworker. I mean, their employer, their employee. Coworkers are bullying coworkers.
And guess what? And we know how that works out a lot of times.
So this is what I'm saying. So what happens that's what I said in one of my questions, when the unspeakable happens, is anyone listening before the unspeakable happens? And the unspeakable is usually when someone gets fatally, mortally, whatever, wounded, hurt.
You know what I think? I don't think the law is conducive for some of the legal problems that's happening in this American society. Because I believe that the law should move a hell of a lot quicker than it does. Because, you know, you can have something going to court for like a year, year and a half, 2-3 years. It should never take that long.
But that's always been the American justice system. I mean, if you go to places, you know, in, I think, Czechoslovakia, if you were convicted of murder and you got the death penalty, you didn't stay on death row for 20 years. You go into another room, they shoot you and you're gone. You're dead and they move on. America is the only one that drags something out. I mean, to get a divorce, it seems like that, you know, it just gets dragged out for years and years. I mean, yeah, people are coming back and say, well, I want this, I want that. No, you go, you write everything down. You know, this is what you want. This is what you want. The judge has like a week tops and it's done. So, you know, again, I just come back to, what do you do to stop the bullying? Bullying has been going on for ages. What do you do? Lizzie White says, of course, always has been, always, wait, let me read this again. Of course, always has been, always will be. A good society is not where it doesn't happen, but when it happens, it is dealt with. So, you know, you do whatever it takes if it's your child. I mean, what do you do? I mean, what does it take? Does it take what bro said? You go over to the person's house and you give the parent the business, aka you're beating them up, you know? Ellie says, I prefer my child would bully instead of being bullied. No, because you don't know. I don't want my child to be a bully. I don't want my child to be bullied either, but it seems like that the bully ends up getting killed. Sooner or later, that bully is going to get their just due. Sooner or later, it may not come on the playground. It may not come until years later when somebody says, you remember me? You remember when you used to do this to me? Well, I am older now, and this is what I have for you. You don't want your child to be a bully. How come we just cannot have no bullies, period? So again, I say, what do you do? Crucible?
Yeah, you had asked a couple minutes ago about what do you do when the teacher...
Wait, Crucible. I'm sorry. I just want to read what Lizzie White says, and then I'll come back to you. Lizzie says, to your point, a lot of innocent people die as well. It's complicated. It is. Off topic, they would try to bring back the firing squad in some states. Maybe we need the firing squad in some... I mean, I don't know. Again, what do you do? Crucible.
Yeah, bro touched on it. When the teacher's the bully, it does fall into a different category because now you have somebody who's supposed to be setting an example, and I suppose they are. It just happens to be a bad example. But the phone thing aside, kids would probably film that today. But the problem you would have with a teacher, unfortunately, is, you know, and it's part of the system protecting the perpetrators. You know, we have unions today, and it's very difficult to get teachers out without physical evidence. Lots of it, probably you'll be able to kick that can down the road. But I think kids today would know instinctively when something's not right because they've been in school long enough. Certainly, if you're over the age of 10, you've been in enough classrooms by then to know what is normal teacher behavior and what isn't. So I think if they weren't able to film it, they would go home and tell their parents, and then it's up to the parents. But then once it's been identified, the system, and I'm using quotes, has got to swing into action, and too often the system doesn't.
So I say, what do you do? If you know, to put like this, I'm pretty sure that 9 times out of 10, the school system is not going to do anything. But you have that one time that it will. So out of those 9 times, if you know that the school system's not going to do anything, is that when the parent then takes matters into their own hands? Is that when the child is so fed up that they come back with that gun? They come back with that baseball bat and that bully that was doing all this stuff to them? All of a sudden, they're the ones laying, you know, in a hospital bed, or they're 6 feet under. Again, it comes back to what do you do? What, I mean, you can find the parents, you can put the parents in jail, whatever. Is that really going to solve the problem? So, Shy Lady, welcome.
Hello. Let me just give my little two cents. Everyone has some very interesting dialogue going there about it, but I don't think you're going to ever do anything about bullying because it's so many different reasons why people bully. Just like Bro said, it's about how people are raised. You could be in the same household, and like Crucible said, and I just think about also like the Bible, how Joseph was one of the younger brothers, and his older brothers were all jealous of him, and they put him into slavery, and they basically bullied him. And it's like they raised by the same dad. That goes all the way back to the biblical days. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you say, what do you do? The best thing a parent can do is raise their children with morals and values, and to respect themselves and to respect others. That's the best thing that you can do. If that is your best, then that's all you can do. You know, there's kids who have been put in the system, foster care. Parents, like Bro said, there's some kids whose parents been on drugs, substance abuse and all that, and they get put in the system. And a lot of times those kids get in foster care homes and they get abused. Older kids abuse the younger kids, and then that kid do what was taught. And it's like a never ending cycle unless you get help. But it's like something you really can't do anything about. But like I said, raise your kids to the best of your ability. That's the only thing you can do. Is raise your kids with the fear of God, respect each other, respect themselves, and treat people, you know, with fairness and kindness. That's the only thing a parent should be able to convey to their kid. But if a parent don't have that, they're not around. Again, like I said, not to be repetitive, they got alcoholism abuse, drug abuse. It could be any variables, but you can only do the best you can and hope for the outcome. And another thing is, kids don't really develop their minds. Scientists have showed kids don't develop until they're 25 years old. Their brains, they're not the same as somebody that's 40. They don't, they can't reason and think. You talk about right from wrong. Yes, they know right from wrong. They know not to stick their hand in the fire. They know not to jump. Some of them don't know better. Some of them may jump off bridge, think they can actually swim. You know, they don't have the mindset as an adult.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Let me read some of these comments. Let me start from the bottom because my thing just seriously jumped. Okay. Lizzie says, yes, but she does the main bully light, looks for trouble, but someone who is labeled as trouble because they won't allow themselves to be victimized. Okay. Linda says, nobody says hi to me, so I'm not into the high game or the big family. Okay, I'm not sure what Linda means by that, because I say hello to everyone when they come into the room, or I don't know if you're talking about this particular subject. Let's see. Lizzie says she will agree and disagree. Hard times, yes, bullies, no. Okay, and then Ellie says, I know, right, but in this crazy world, there is no middle for this. I mean, is there a middle ground? Is there a middle ground? So, and then Chill says the world needs bullies. I mean, really? Seriously? Do we? I have to seriously disagree with that one. That's one of the problems that we have, because we have too many bullies. We have bullies that want to, you know, never mind, that's getting to a whole different subject. No, but I'm sorry. I totally disagree on that one. So, Crucible, on that note, we're at our hour, so I'm going to give you the last word. Any last word? I'm not going to give you the last word, but do you have a last word in terms of everything that everybody's been talking about? Because we talked about a lot today.
Yeah, I think it was a terrific topic today with all kinds of good feedback. I agree with lots of what everybody said. But again, somebody mentioned middle ground. I think the time for middle ground is past. I do. I think we've been trifling around with middle ground for too long. It's part of what's gotten us here. Sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. And as I said a little bit earlier, If you want to try something different, then try something different. Don't nibble around at the fringes. Actually jump in with both feet. And I know it's an uphill battle, and it can be a Sisyphean task at times where you're rolling a boulder uphill and it just rolls back down on you all the time and it seems like it's never going to change. But it's never going to change if we keep doing the same, applying the same remedies over and over again. Let's try it. Let's see what happens when we put a parent in jail for 10 days. Maybe their sentence gets knocked down to 5. Maybe it gets knocked down to 2. Let's try it and see what happens. Anyway, okay. It was a great topic today, Solid. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bro, do you have any last words?
Yes. Let me say this real quick because I know you're about to go off. This show been real good. I hate to sit here and end. But let me just say this. Like, on a serious note, we really need assertive / aggressive people because they're the good business moguls and the great politicians and the great leaders and whatever they're leading in. But bullies are not necessary. Bullies bring a certain level of underhandedness into anything they touch. They make something almost used for good become evil. They are very evil people. And the reason why people become better for being bullied is because they overcame that evil with that good quality and that good nature that's in them. So if a bully is good for anything, he's only good for bringing out greatness in people. He ain't good for nothing else. You can just throw him in the trash once he elevates somebody. But I think what we could do, Solid Blue, is we could start a campaign for smaculation. And when we see bullies and they doing what they do, you know, just smack, 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 that, that, that. And that's what we need to do to them. Thank you, sis.
Oh, boy. I think you all are going to like my outro song today. Again, it was what Shelby sent to me, but I'm going to go to Shy Lady. Shy Lady, any last words? I'm just giggling from what Bro said. Go ahead, Shy Lady.
Is smaculation the new remedy for behavior modification? Is that how we're going to do it?
I guess so. That's what I was just thinking about. So
that's exactly what it is.
Love it.
Go ahead, Shy Lady.
Good topic. I have to agree with the comment that there is no middle ground. I don't believe it is. No middle ground. It's not something you're going to prevent. I mean, babies bully each other in the crib. So one takes a toy from the other. It's like, you know, it's just about human nature. But you just got to do the best you can.
And Lizzie says, chill. I don't know how to answer that because bad times can make good things, but the bad things are never justified. Chill says, learn how to stick up for yourself mentally and physically. And Chill also says, learn how to handle the bully. Ellie agrees with Lizzie. And I apologize if I did not get to everyone's comments. I usually am pretty good about reading everyone's comments, but when we get all into the weeds and start talking and whatever, then... Anyway, I do apologize. But everyone, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate people who were new here. Thank you very much. I hope you come back. If not, thank you for coming. And I'll see you guys on Monday. But I am going to leave you guys with a song that I thought was appropriate. I was looking for a song that was appropriate for today's show. And I remember a song that Shelby sent me. Some of you all may have heard it. It's called Pray For You. Please listen to all of the words because I think it goes along with the behavior modification. And what was the other word you said, bro? Slap. What did you say? Slap.
Slapulation.
Slapulation.
Smaculation. Okay, I have to write that down. I'm writing that down right now. Smaculation. So anyway.
Well, slapulation works too. That's a good one.
All right. So listen to the words of this song. Here you go.
I haven't been to church since I don't remember when. Things were going great till they fell apart again.
So I listened to the preacher as he told me what to do. He said, you can't go hating others who have done wrong to you. Sometimes we get angry, but we must not condemn. Let the good Lord do his job, and you just pray for them. I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. I pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, honey, I pray for you. I'm really glad I found my way to church, 'cause I'm already feeling better and I thank God for the words. Yeah, I'm gonna take the high road and do what the preacher told me to do. Yeah, you keep messing up and I'll keep praying for you. I pray a tire blows out at 110. I pray you pass out drunk with your best friend and wake up with his and her tattoos. Go out running down a hill. Pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, near or far, or in your car, wherever you are, honey, I pray for you. I pray for you.
Well, I thought this was appropriate, everyone, so enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world, and I hope to see you on Monday.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye, bro.
See you, bro.